Good morning, Colm O'Sullivan.
Nick, good morning. How are you?
Oh, you must have something big on for the weekend. What are you going to be doing?
We do indeed. Well, we're looking ahead to Tuesday and St. Patrick's Day, obviously, for Paddy's Day. So what we're doing, right, we're going to be doing a live broadcast for not just the St. Patrick's Day parade in the city like we have done for many years, but for a whole load of Paddy's Day parades around Cork. So we're going to be, I don't think we've tried this before, so this could be carnage. This could be great crack, right? We're going to be doing a whole live four-hour radio show on the move around Cork in between different St. Patrick's Day parades.
Is that going to be, obviously you're going to be linking up by satellite and everything is going to be high tech, but how many parades are you going to be getting to? And this will furnish some advertising, actually, because I'm unsure as to where, you know, parades are big, parades are small, parades are good effort from a local community. Which ones will you manage to visit?
Do you know what? That would be great if people text in and suggest any parades for us as well. Within a reasonable distance of the city that we can get to within a kind of a four-hour radio show on Tuesday. So we'll be at the parade in town, obviously the big Cork City Parade. We'll be finishing up in the Ballincollig Parade, which is going to be a really big one as well, I believe. And we're going to have the big Red FM bus in the Ballincollig Parade. That gets underway a bit later on at 3 o'clock. The one in the city is at 1:30. We might squeeze in the Douglas Parade. We might squeeze in down maybe kind of Middleton direction. But we are totally open to suggestions of any parades that we'd love. The Red FM Jeeps and the Red Patrollers, and I'll be live on the radio. We'll rock up. We'll visit your parade. So anyone wants to text in right now to you or later on to me on the home run and give us any suggestions of any parades around Cork, because this is the first for us. We've always been live from town, so we'll be live from, you know, like, it wouldn't be great if we got in like five or six different parades in the radio show.
Well, you need to know where you're going so you can work out the best route.
Yeah.
And I think there may be a parade happening in Cove, probably one in Carrigaline.
Yeah, they're both wonderful options as well, absolutely. And there's loads of smaller parades, obviously, because the one in the city is huge, and there's loads of kind of community parades then in places, like you say, down in Cove, in Douglas, in Ballincollig, in Middleton, in Carrigaline. They all, like, and loads of towns around Cork and outside the city, they have great community parades, and they all have their own floats, and they have loads of different kind of local groups involved. So we want to reflect all that, and we'll be doing videos, and we'll be doing social media, and it'll be a lot of fun, I think. And I'm looking at the weather now. I'm hoping it's going to be like this morning for St. Patrick's Day, because it's always hit or miss, but fingers crossed for the weather as well.
Okay, now Vic from The Breakfast Show is the MC for Cove. She might be saying, stay out of my town.
See, she mightn't want us encroaching on her territory, Mick.
Johnny Bongos texted in and said, you can come to Mallow. The Mallow Parade starts at 2:30 p.m. So anyone else out there who's an organiser of a parade, get texting 086-8104-106. It's not as if we've any other texts coming in for Free Food Friday or Michael Bublé or anything. But get texting. Leave us know where your parade is and where it starts, and we'll see if we can get Colm and the Red Patrollers to get out there. You're going to be finishing
Absolutely.
Up at the Ballincollig Parade.
Yeah.
What time roughly will that be, the
so
limitations
the
of the show?
The parade gets underway. That's going to be our final one of the show at 3 o'clock on Tuesday. So that's getting underway at 3 in Ballincollig. Loads of local community groups in Ballincollig. It's going to be a big one going down the main street in Ballincollig as well. And we're going to have the big Red FM, big red bus weaving its way through the main street of Ballincollig for that parade as well. And we'll have our teams of Red Patrollers out. Not necessarily, I might not even make it to that one myself, but we'll have our teams of Red Patrollers at lots of different parades around Cork City and around Cork County on St. Patrick's Day as well. So we're going to be covering a hell of a lot of parades. And as I said, it's our first time ever. Like, you're in the studio there now, Mick. I'll be in the studio later on. And we're always doing it from a stationary place, even if we're on an outside broadcast. It's from one location always. This time, we'll be literally on the move, as you said, via high-tech satellite and so on, on the move, live on the radio, all around Cork. So we'll see how it goes. It should be fun anyway, and I'm sure it'll be a great crack on Tuesday.
Okay, one of the texts that's coming in is, what time exactly does the Cork City Parade start?
The Cork City Parade starts at 1:30 in the city centre, and then there's various times for all the different ones around the county. As I said, the Ballincollig one is at 3 p.m, but there are parades starting as early as midday in certain parts of Cork, and the one in the city is 1:30, and various ones then kind of 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock, right across the afternoon in different places around Cork. So
you're going to be spreading yourself very thin here, Colm, and here's proof of it. Hi, Mick. Tell Colm to get his arse down to Fermoy for the parade.
There you go. You see, like we have to stay within the speed limits now and everything as well. So we'll have to just be like we'll get 5 minutes at every parade. I'd say the way things are going, because we're going to get about 40 different suggestions. I'd say
sounds like a great initiative. Well done, and I'm sure it's going to make magnetic listening for anyone celebrating our national holiday next Tuesday. Colm O'Sullivan, I'm sure you'll give more details later on the big drive home, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks,
brilliant,
buddy.
Yeah, and as we said, we're open to suggestions, Mick, so get them in, and we'll be live on the radio on Red FM from 11 a.m. on St. Patrick's Day until 3 o'clock, right across the kind of early afternoon and all the parades.
Thanks, Colm. That's brilliant. And here's one that Colm and the gang won't make because it's outside of the Patrick's Day timings. But Monday the 16th at 7:30 p.m. there is a Maritime St. Patrick's Day parade in Kinsale, and that's from Patrick. Monday the 16th at 7:30 p.m. Not going up against any of the main parades on land, but the Maritime St. Patrick's Parade is in Kinsale from 7:30 p.m. on Monday evening next. Thank you, Patrick, for that. For Moy, Cove, Ballincollig, the city, there's going to be possibly Carrigaline and many more. Get your text coming in 0868 104 106. Come to Clonakilty, Colm, says the latest text.